It is such a great and auspicious privilege to be able to come and minister the word of God tonight. First of all, I want to take the time to celebrate and appreciate our father and our mother. We bless God for the grace of God on their life and the call of God on their life. I was a very young pastor 36 years ago in 1980 when I had to be the interpreter for Baba when he came to speak in Four Square Church. And every time I make reference, I always tell people, when I was a young pastor, I interpreted for him. It's such a honor to be able to call them our parents and to be able to celebrate them and to see the hand of God, the grace of God in their life. Please put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord for Baba and Mama. Let's thank God for them. Let's celebrate the grace of God. In Yoruba, we always pray for them that Arubo Woli ni Olorun o se won. Somebody say a good amen to that. Tonight, my assignment is to share with you on the power of thanksgiving. Psalm 136, I'll read from verse 1 to 7 or to 6. Psalm 136 from verse 1 to 6. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. Thanksgiving is a necessity if we really know our God. To enter his gates, we must come with thanksgiving. To proceed into his courts, we must come with praise in our mouth. Thanksgiving is the act of being grateful for what God has done, for being grateful for the benefits we have received, for the favors that God has bestowed upon us. And especially, it's an expression of thanks to the God who took Redeemed Christian Church of God from a small fledgling church to a voice around the world, for the blessing he has bestowed upon our life, for the work he had done in our midst. Somebody say a good amen to that. Thanksgiving is acknowledging that only God can do what we experience. Thanksgiving is giving credit to God for keeping us alive. Thanksgiving is being grateful for his hand upon our life. Thanksgiving is learning to praise the God of all gods, the King of all kings. Thanksgiving is the recognition that it is not our attitude or our aptitude that have changed our altitude. It is the grace of God. Thanksgiving is the reason why we are alive. He who offers praise glorifies God. You want to know why we should be grateful? You want to know why we should thank God? Your hour of freedom is conceived in your thanksgiving. Psalm 50 verse 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Thanksgiving produces multiplication. When you thank God, your blessings multiply, your joy multiplies, your favor multiplies. John chapter 6 verse 11. When you magnify God, he will also lift you up. The Bible says, Psalm 147 verse 11, the Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. When you magnify the Lord, Psalm 30 verse 1, he will also lift you up. Somebody will be lifted during this convention. Thanksgiving is God's secret for changing a man's position. Romans chapter 4 verse 19 and 20. If you want your position to change, begin to bless the Lord. Thanksgiving is an attitude that says, God's credit is so good, I am writing a check of thank you before the manifestation of the blessing. Thanksgiving is honoring God. And when you honor God, you will be honored. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. Thanksgiving is a seed which brings a harvest of abundance. Psalm 37 verse 11. When you sow the seed of thanksgiving, you can only reap a harvest of good abundance. Thanksgiving is warfare. It is the pathway to easy victory. Psalm 144 verse 1. If you truly want to be victorious, the best way is not the intensity of your prayer, but the gravity of your thanksgiving. Thanksgiving will make your destiny manifest. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. If something has been holding you down, thanksgiving will reveal your future. Thanksgiving is a recognition that God is in charge. No man is in charge of your life. Psalm 71 verse 6. When you begin to thank God, those who think they are in charge of your life will find that God is still in control. Nothing else can smash the key to your prison like thanksgiving. When you begin to magnify God, prison houses will have to open for you. Psalm 142 verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise your name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. When you begin to magnify God and thank him, heaven's gates must obey your voice, because heaven's gate recognizes the voice of thanksgiving. Acts of Apostles 16 verse 25 and 26. When Paul and Silas began to thank God, something happened in heaven that crushed the gates of hell and broke the prison for them. Thanksgiving makes Satan to look sad. Genesis chapter 4 verse 5 and 6. When you begin to offer God thanksgiving, Satan has to bow. Signs and wonders follow when you make thanksgiving a lifestyle. Wake up in the morning and do it. In the afternoon, do not cease. And in the evening, remember the God who gave you life, who gave you oxygen, who gave you all the internal organs inside you. It will take $120,000 to have a heart change. It will take more than $60,000 for you to do a kidney transplant. It will take more than $20,000 for you to have your liver operated upon. But he gave you all these things freely. Somebody give God praise this evening. If you want the impossible to turn around, start giving thanks. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22. Three nations against two tribes. Not one nation. Against two tribes. Israel had broken into two. Remaining only two tribes. And three nations ganged up against them. But when they began to praise the beauty of God's holiness, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Something is happening in someone's life tonight. When you stop blessing God, blessing stops. Psalm 29 verse 2 and verse 11. When you stop blessing God, blessing stops. So thanksgiving is that invincible weapon against Satan. It is a weapon that Satan does not understand, because it cannot be seen with the eye. But when you begin to magnify God, God will come and inhabit your praise, and he will move on your behalf. Thanksgiving gives Satan paralysis. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. When you begin to thank God, Satan is paralyzed for you. Thanksgiving is the key to qualitative breakthrough. It will open the door nothing else can open. 1 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 11. Thanksgiving injects life into a dead situation. When the body of Abraham died, Romans chapter 4 from verse 17 to 20, he began to give glory to God, believing in the God who can bring the living out of the dead. And because of his praise, something happened. He experienced a resurrection. Thanksgiving. The best way to torment Satan is to give God the highest praise. When you don't give the devil attention, he feels it. Give God all the attention. Psalm 149, verse 6 to 8. When you thank God for yesterday, you receive a new thing for today. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. I want you to know it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. When you give thanks to God, you trigger favor. When you give thanks to God, you trigger blessing. When you give thanks to God, you trigger breakthrough. Psalm 5, verse 12. Somebody is leaving this year's Congress with testimony in their mouth. When a man stops thanking God, he starts going down. Psalm 44, verse 5. You cannot thank God and be empty. It is not possible. If you want your tank to be full, be thankful. If you really want your life to be full of his blessing and for lack to disappear, Psalm 34, verse 10. Then get ready to begin to magnify God. If you do not thank him today, there cannot be breakthrough later. Psalm 34, verse 1. Thanksgiving is a sign that you trust him. It is a proof that your heart is after him. Unlimited thanksgiving will bring unlimited breakthrough. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22. In the very place where Jehoshaphat and others were challenged to a battle, that was the very place where they kept carrying blessing and carrying blessing and carrying blessing. Somebody's entrance into thanksgiving during this conference will bring you into unlimited testimony, unlimited favor, unlimited breakthrough. Something will shift for you in this Congress. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 makes us to know that continuous praise demoralizes Satan. Satan is like a spoiled child who loves a lot of attention. When you remove the attention from him and you put it on God and begin to magnify God and begin to exalt him and begin to talk of his greatness, Satan will know he is nothing to you. The man who stops appreciating God starts depreciating in life. Psalm 139, verse 14. Praise is the key that will make hell to get malaria, to get diarrhea, to get all kinds of sicknesses. When you begin to magnify God, Satan will come out with kwashioko. He will have a problem of a heart attack. He will have a problem with high blood pressure. Somebody magnify God. Praise is the recognition that God is still in charge. Psalm 71, verse 6. No matter what happens, when you begin to magnify God, you are saying, let all men be liars. He remains faithful. Even in the midst of a famine, you will have a testimony. You make the devil angry when you thank God. Psalm 149, verse 6 to 9. But that's okay, because the Bible says, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in every hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains. When you magnify God, nothing paralyzes Satan like magnifying God, because when you begin to thank God, you release glory cloud. And when the glory comes down and your praise goes up, when the glory comes down and your praise goes up, when the glory comes down and your praise goes up, when the glory comes down and your praise goes up, when the glory comes down and your praise goes up, there will be a critical mass. Something has to happen. Something has to happen. Something has to happen. Let God arise. Until you thank God for your food, your menu cannot change. John chapter 6, verse 11. Jesus took 5 loaves, two fishes. He began to thank God for this small food. And suddenly the menu changed. As you begin to thank God for that food, for that little provision, your menu will change. Your testimony will change. I declare it, your favor will manifest. Exalt God, and you too will be lifted. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men to myself. Exalt the Lord. Psalm 30 verse 1. Thanksgivers never beg, they simply call. Thanksgivers never beg. They don't knock the door of heaven and say, I bet I'm a great mini, I'm an elder, I'm a deacon. No. We used to sing a song that teach me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. The moment you begin to thank God, God looks down and says, that's my beloved daughter. That's my beloved son. And there will be a response to your life. The best fullness in life is thankfulness. Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3. You may say, how do we thank the Lord? How do we magnify him? Praise him when you are surrounded by battles. Praise him when you are facing major responsibilities. Praise him as a weapon for winning the next attack. Praise him as a tool that will dig you out of the dungeon of trouble. Praise him when you need to experience his presence. Praise him, and God will make your home his residence. Praise him, and everything the enemy stole, there shall be restoration. There shall be restoration. There shall be restoration. Every re in the English language means to do again. So restoration means that your store was empty before today. Before this Congress is over, your store will be full. Your store will be jam-packed. Your store will be overflowing. Your store will be shaking together, falling over in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say a good amen. Magnify God when you need God to vindicate you in a case that you are facing. Magnify God when it seems as if they have put handcuffs around your life. Bless the Lord. Make it verbal. Don't praise him in your heart. Let your neighbors know that you love the Lord. Remove those records in your car that magnify man. Let the praise of God be heard in the morning. Let it be heard at noon. Let it be heard in the evening. When you begin to magnify God, your night will experience the light of God. When you begin to magnify God, whatever you are going through, you are only going through. You are coming out. I said you are coming out. David said, and yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows. Shadow ni one. And though I walk through the valley of shadows, a shadow is not the real thing. Whatever has been scaring you is a mere shadow. That too shall pass. I said, that too shall pass. That too shall pass. You need to magnify God. Because God inhabits praise. It does not inhabit problem. And it does not inhabit complaint. The old church taught us to sing songs of complaint. The devil ran lower me, oh Baba. My woman, my commission. That does not magnify God. You need to stand before him and say, Oba Tondaria Fefe. What Daria Yomi Sibi Timowa. Oba Tondaria Fefe. I like that, you know. Allow what tell her own. Oba Ogbagba Agbote Mole Tungba Mburuku Lopatakwata. Allow Kukute Oshemi. Anybody me Kukute Arelo me. Somebody magnify him. Give him some praise in the house. Amen. Amen. I do not know anyone who will not come to the person who praises them. If you go to the palace of the Oba of Lagos and you stand there and you begin to talk of his fathers and you begin to praise his fathers, he will come out and bless you. How much more the King of all kings? When you magnify him, something has to happen. Favor has to flow. Glory has to flow. You need to magnify God. Amen. 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 You need to magnify God because it makes God sit on your case to vindicate you. And listen, no matter what you are going through, and people are looking at you and condemning you, God is looking at you and saying, don't worry. It is family matter. It is family matter. It is family matter. It is family matter. Somebody put your hands together. Give God a praise. Bless his name. Every handcuff that was put on you, praise will remove it during this Congress. As you magnify God during this conference, your night will turn to day. Whatever you are going through will become a testimony. God will give you uncommon testimony. I declare and decree, shackles will be broken. Heartbreaks will be mended. Limitations will go. You are coming out of trouble. Broken bones will be healed. Torn ligaments will be healed. Tattered clothes will become blessing. Unborn children, you will receive your child. Long delays, delay no more. Man's hatred will turn to blessing. Someone is coming out with a testimony. Put your hands together. Give God a praise. Give him the praise. Somebody bless his name. Wherever you are tonight, except for my fathers and mothers who are in the house on the altar tonight, I want everyone to stand up and to take you through 80 reasons for you to give thanksgiving. And as I mention each one, I want you to scream, we are grateful. 80 of them. I want you for each one to say, we are grateful. For protection over our family. For the jobs he has given us. For the businesses he gave us. For salvation through grace. For victory over situations. For the family he gave us. For traveling in safety. For unconditional love. For answers to prayers. For overcoming temptation. For uncommon wisdom. For changing our mourning to dancing. For supernatural achievement. For escaping calamity. For exceeding expectations. For freeing us from shame and reproach. For divine healing. For being our refuge and fortress. For giving us long life. For redemption of our lives. For divine intervention. For all-round success. For journey mercies. For open heavens. For supplying all our needs. For favor upon our lives. For rewards in our lives. For lifting us up. For settlement in our lives. For promotion on all areas. For harvest upon harvest. For total restoration.
for breaking barriers, for breaking through, for breaking forth, for the new things he's doing, for prosperity in our lives, for the peace of mind he gave us, for fruitfulness in our family, for enviable progress, for the sound of jubilation in your home, for taking you to a higher level, for fulfilling your dreams, for upward movement, significant improvement, for major advancement, for breaking new grounds in our lives, for making us to rise up, for making us to receive divine announcement, for the sound of thanksgiving in our house, for divine visitation, for divine selection, for divine advertisement, for divine relevance, for giving you recognition, for remembering you, for unusual help, for unusual expansion of redeem, for mercy, for the sound of joy and gladness in your life, for happiness in your life, for the new ideas he's giving you, for success on every side, for good health he has given you, for replenishing your strength, for good results, for confronting and conquering your enemies, for celebration in your life, for connection to divine helpers, for positive turnarounds, for increased anointing, for frustrating the counsel of Satan, for disturbing the plan of the enemy, for supernatural abundance, for completed projects in your hand, for breaking barriers, and lastly tonight, for the testimonies that are already in your life. Somebody give him praise tonight. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Tell him I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Mighty name, we have given thanks.